I was just 12 or 13 years old when I told him to his face that I was disgusted with who he was. He told me then that I wasn't allowed to call him my grandfather. A common tactic of his, an aggressive and particular kind of silent treatment, his attempt to excommunicate you in your own home. But that was fine. I didn't call him anything at all until the day he died. The last few years of his life were just as turbulent as the ones before my birth, and I spent those years, and many more, thinking that all men were just like him, stubborn, immutable, inevitable, man-made disasters. The most jarring thing about the story told at the workshop in DC was not that these people managed to find incredible impact through unconventional means. It was that they managed to without addressing their behavior at all. Was it that they thought men and their actions were nothing more than responses to external stimuli? That if you took a terrible man out of his hostile environment, he would revert to innocence? Were there terrible men at all? Or was it me who was unchangeable, seeing my grandfather as the sum of the things he did to the women I loved? Because to be fair, he did grow up in a hostile environment. In 2012, back in sea lots, researchers found heavy metals in the waters and wildlife that had been linked to nervous system disorders, birth defects, and cancer. Even before the area was known for the sludge of industry that settled right off the shore in front of people's homes, sometimes those desperate for something to eat would fish with makeshift wooden rods or just fishing lines and hooks, braving the industrial runoff for a fish to wash off and roast. The government did not discover the importance of legislating towards a cleaner environment until the mid-90s, which meant that my grandfather ate and slept in a place with few opportunities and many detrimental health impacts for at least 3 decades of his life. Beyond the very real toxicity of sea lots, the stress of survival had a polluting effect on people as well. When I picked the DC facilitator's brain after the presentation, they made clear that their target audience, rural farmers wrestling with both globalization and climate change, was struggling to make ends meet, and the pressure was constantly building for them. This is not dissimilar to back home, now or back in my grandfather's youth. As jobs were scarce, he made money doing odd masonry jobs or making shoes whenever he could afford materials. He was good at making money, but that was because he had to be, and because he was working every moment he was not with a woman.